When I saw him afterward, I had read your shameful letter, and my heart...
He came with health recovered, strong, though pale.
Lord Howe and he, courteous pair.
I told them, as I tell you now, that I took some trouble for his sake, because I knew he did not love the girl.
To spoil my hands with working in the stream of that poor babbling nature till she went, consigned to one I trusted, my own maid, who once had lived 5 full months in my house, dressed hair superbly, with a lavish purse to carry to Australia, where she had left a husband, she said. If the creature lied, the mission failed. We all do fail and lie, more or less. And I'm sorry, which is all that is expected of us when we fail the most and go to church to own it. What I meant was just the best for him and me and her. Yes, best even for Marion. I am sorry for it. Very sorry. Poor child. I would have mended it with gold, but he nipped the bud of such a thought with that cold Lee look, which I fancied once, and broke in henceforth that she would be called his wife. His wife required no help from me. He was bound to Florence to resume this broken bond. I asked him to carry a letter from me to you. Yes, he said, if such a letter were prepared in time. He's just. He'll wash his hands in blood to keep them clean. And so cold, courteous, he bowed. We parted. Parted. Face no more. Voice no more. Love no more. Wiped wholly out. Like some scholar's scrawl on heart and slate, spit on and wiped out utterly. I have been too human. Have we business in our rank with blood in the veins? I will henceforth have none. Not even to keep the color at my lip. A rose is pink and pretty without blood. Why not a woman? When we've played in vain the game to adore, we have resources still and can play on at leisure, being adored. I wish you joy, Miss Lee. You've made a happy marriage for Romney and Marion. You need not wish me joy. I have so much. Observe, Aurora Lee, your eyes are the same as his. But for you, I might have won his love. And to you, I have shown my naked heart, for which 3 things I hate. Hate. Hate you. Ah, I suppose a 4th. I cannot choose but think that with him I were more virtuous than you without him. So I hate you from this gulf and hollow of my soul, which opens out to what, except for you, had been my heaven, and is instead a place to curse by, love.